Part 3. Questions 23 to 30. You will hear a radio interview with José Martinez, the director of Pizza Rápida, a pizza delivery chain in Spain. For each question, 23 to 30, mark one letter, A, B or C, for the correct answer. You will hear the recording twice. You have 45 seconds to read through the questions. Now listen and mark A, B or C.
Good evening and welcome to Business People. We are fortunate to have as our guest tonight José Martinez, the founder and director of Pizza Rápida. José was brought up in America and started his working life there. Now he's one of the most successful entrepreneurs in Europe. How did he achieve this? Well, he began his rise to success in Europe when he launched his pizza delivery chain from a small shop in the Spanish capital, Madrid, 10 years ago. By the late 90s, he had succeeded in expanding the business to over 400 outlets. And in doing so, he has almost transformed the eating habits of the nation. As a result of this success, he has recently been able to buy out his main competitor. And today, Pizza Rápida is well known for producing top-quality food at reasonable prices. José is now one of the wealthiest men in Spain. José, welcome to our studio.
Thank you.
Now, did you do lots of market research before you set up your pizza delivery service?
Well, not really. But I did do some basic research to get the product itself right by giving some away to teenagers in the neighborhood. I kept experimenting with the key ingredients until they all thought the pizzas were great.
But surely Spain isn't traditionally a fast food market, so why did you think a pizza home delivery service would be successful?
Well, I just thought that the same trends which had caused the fast food revolution in the U.S. were at work in Spain. For example, more and more women were joining the labor market, leaving them less time to shop and cook. So families were beginning to think of fast food as an attractive alternative to home cooking. The sector grew incredibly quickly in the first few years. It's a little steadier now, still very healthy, though.
Great. So you must need an increasing number of staff. But what do you look for in your managers?
I try to follow the American system and make sure my people get experience at all levels of the business. I don't want managers to come straight from university to the office without doing the basic jobs in the company first.
Pizza Rápida was floated on the stock exchange in 1998. Was that a success too?
Yes, it was amazing.
Why do you think Pizza Rápida attracted so much investment?
I think initially it was largely because the basic theory of home delivery pizzas was new, easy for the general public to understand, and fun. Once we were established, the shares started to take off, and I'm happy to say that we've been the best performer on the stock market for 2 years, and profits were up again by 45% last year.
What background did you have, or training, to lead to this amazing success?
Sales, basically. I started my working life as a salesman for a soap company in America. After the initial 3-month training period, I managed to exceed the annual target they had given me. But I was so disgusted by the tiny bonus I was offered that I resigned and joined a competitor. 10 years later, they sent me to Spain to run their sales and marketing operation.
Does any aspect of the Spanish lifestyle help you to promote your products?
Well, Spaniards are very keen on football, as you know, and I think you have to be constantly aware of all possible opportunities. So now, when top teams are playing, I hire extra staff to deliver pizzas for the fans to eat while they watch the match on television.
That sounds like a real winner. And what's next?
Well, one option I was looking at was franchising the operation, but I decided I didn't want to lose control, so what I'm seriously considering now is producing frozen pizzas and other food to sell to supermarket and restaurant chains.
Well, I wish you every success with that, and many thanks for coming.
Now you will hear the recording again.
Good evening, and welcome to Business People. We are fortunate to have as our guest tonight Jose Martinez, the founder and director of Pizza Rapida. Jose was brought up in America and started his working life there. Now, he's one of the most successful entrepreneurs in Europe. How did he achieve this? Well, he began his rise to success in Europe when he launched his pizza delivery chain from a small shop in the Spanish capital, Madrid, 10 years ago. By the late 90s, he had succeeded in expanding the business to over 400 outlets, and in doing so, he has almost transformed the eating habits of the nation. As a result of this success, he has recently been able to buy out his main competitor. And today, Pizza Rapida is well known for producing top-quality food at reasonable prices. Jose is now one of the wealthiest men in Spain. Jose, welcome to our studio.
Thank you.
Now, did you do lots of market research before you set up your pizza delivery service?
Well, not really. But I did do some basic research to get the product itself right by giving some away to teenagers in the neighborhood. I kept experimenting with the key ingredients until they all thought the pizzas were great.
But surely Spain isn't traditionally a fast food market, so why did you think a pizza home delivery service would be successful?
Well, I just thought that the same trends which had caused the fast food revolution in the U.S. were at work in Spain. For example, more and more women were joining the labor market, leaving them less time to shop and cook. So families were beginning to think of fast food as an attractive alternative to home cooking. The sector grew incredibly quickly in the first few years. It's a little steadier now, still very healthy, though.
Great! So you must need an increasing number of staff. But what do you look for in your managers?
I try to follow the American system and make sure my people get experience at all levels of the business. I don't want managers to come straight from university to the office without doing the basic jobs in the company first.
Pizza Rapida was floated on the stock exchange in 1998. Was that a success too?
Yes, it was amazing.
Why do you think Pizza Rapida attracted so much investment?
I think initially it was largely because the basic theory of home delivery pizzas was new, easy for the general public to understand, and fun. Once we were established, the shares started to take off, and I'm happy to say that we've been the best performer on the stock market for 2 years, and profits were up again by 45% last year.
What background did you have, or training, to lead to this amazing success?
Sales, basically. I started my working life as a salesman for a soap company in America. After the initial 3-month training period, I managed to exceed the annual target they had given me. But I was so disgusted by the tiny bonus I was offered that I resigned and joined a competitor. 10 years later, they sent me to Spain to run their sales and marketing operation.
Does any aspect of the Spanish lifestyle help you to promote your products?
Well, Spaniards are very keen on football, as you know, and I think you have to be constantly aware of all possible opportunities. So now, when top teams are playing, I hire extra staff to deliver pizzas for the fans to eat while they watch the match on television.
That sounds like a real winner. And what's next?
Well, one option I was looking at was franchising the operation, but I decided I didn't want to lose control. So what I'm seriously considering now is producing frozen pizzas and other food to sell to supermarket and restaurant chains.
Well, I wish you every success with that, and many thanks for coming.
That is the end of part three. You now have 10 minutes to transfer your answers to your answer sheet.